Dear friends, dear visitors and guests of Radha Desh, I would like to address you today with a very special subject matter that burns under my nails, so to say. It is of great interest. I've just come back from the mountain Veritas, the mountain of truth. We had some preaching programs there in the Italian part of Switzerland. And I do remember that maybe 800 years back on another mountain called La Verna, one individual struggled with the same question, which burns, so to say, in my heart at this moment. It is the question, how can we experience the Lord? How can we see Him? How can we feel His presence? I'm speaking of Francisco of Assisi, who is so much more developed in spiritual life than me, who was calling towards the end of his life, mio Dio, my God, please show yourself to me. I've given my life to you. Give me some sign that you are there for me. This question of a direct experience is coming through the Bhagavatam also, where Narada Muni had a darshan of the Lord, but then the Lord disappeared from him, and he immediately sat down again to meditate in order to see the Lord. In the first canto, it is said, when we have this experience of the Lord, something happens. All our doubts are falling away, and we are totally chityante. It is cut away, and we are in a very deep Krishna consciousness. But like so many, we don't always feel that the Lord is there. In the first canto, Queen Kunti prays to the Lord and says that, my Lord, we feel that you are hidden behind a curtain of the illusory energy, and therefore we cannot see you. I was thinking this when the pujari, as part of the worship, drew the curtain here, no? And now we can't see Radha Gopinath. So Queen Kunti prays, please, you can say with me. Let's go a little higher. Maya javani kachanam agya dokshayam avyayam nalakshase muda drisha nato natyadaro yata. You are beyond the range, the scope of the limited sense perception. My Lord, you are the eternally irreproachable factor. It means we can't approach you, we can't just walk to you. You are the eternally irreproachable factor, and you are covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So this And first, that Krishna might be very close to us. He might be even right before our eyes, Padmakshi. But like an actor who's dressed up, we can't see him. When I was in the airport of Chennai this year, a couple of months back, to fly back to the West, there was a famous Kathakali dancer. I mean, there was a big exhibition in his name. And we saw him on one of the photos. He was sitting in a chair and he looked like a regular, well-nourished Indian man. But the next photo next to him showed him in his dress as a Kathakali dancer. You have seen these Kathakali dances? Somehow his face was covered with cosmetics, red eyes. Then he had something, I don't know, something like this. It was stuck to his face. And there was no possibility to see that this man with a well-nourished belly was identical with the Kathakali dancer. There is one Chandramouli, he's a scholar, he has written in Kala Vilas that you can hide yourself in six ways. Take a disguise, like that Kathakali dancer. One of them is disguises by using cosmetics. The second is disguises by changing the voice. It's a different voice. You may not know that's the same person when you hear the recording. The third disguise is by changing your gait, the way you walk. You may walk in this way, but you take a disguise. And you go like a butterfly. Disguises in the darkness of the night. Those who know ninja fighting have learned these disguises. You cannot distinguish a ninja in the night from a tree. Not possible. He is disguising himself. Disguise by using just different types of attires or dresses. And the sixth way is a disguise which the Lord uses. It's by magic. Krishna uses the whole material energy. Wow! And we see Berlin all of a sudden, no Krishna. We see America all of a sudden. The whole mayik means illusory. Manifestation is part of God's magic. And only if the Lord decides to reveal himself to our eyes, can we see him behind Berlin or America or the newest fashion or whatever it is. Disguises. Now, disguises are actually very much used also in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Would you like to know one of these pastimes? Yes. I'm prepared. We will hear today of a very amazing form, a pastime in which Krishna disguised him. No, Radharani disguised herself. It was at the time when Radharani was playing the Jalkeli Leela in the Jamuna. Do you know Jalkeli? Radha goes with her gopi friends and they play in the water different plays. One is they sprinkle water, not sprinkle, they splash water by using this movement, but then there are very nice movements and the water will circulate in the air before splashing on the other person. Jalkeli, the amazing pastimes of Radha and the gopis. At that time, Krishna was nearby, but he could not see Radha and the gopis playing Jalkeli in Yamuna. He was with his friend Subal. Please say Subal. Yeah, it's good if you learn these names. And he was discussing with Subal some discussion which led up to the pastime, which we will hear in a moment. He said, "Oh, Subal, you know all the mysteries in this forest of Vrindavan. Tell me, from whom have you learned the mysteries?" You know, Krishna was leading up to asking where Radharani would be and how they could meet. So he was first asking Subal, who was his advisor, "You know all the mysteries, from whom have you learned?" "Oh," said Subal, "the goddess of the forest has told me the mysteries of this forest." Do you know the goddess of Vrindavan's forest? You sing about her every morning. Vrindadevi, you know everything already. "Yes, so I have learned from Vrindadevi." So Krishna decided to test Subal a little. "Tell me then, how many types of grasses are in Vrindavan's forest?" I think if I would ask Tibor how many grasses grow in Radhadesh, he would really have to think about it. Very hard question. "Well, there's this type, and this type, this type, this type." "At least 5, he would say. You know what Subal said when he was asked by Krishna? "There are exactly 6,826 types of grasses in Vrindavan." "Bo," said Krishna. "Bo is a sign of great appreciation." "Wow." We would say wow. You know, wow. "Exactly 6,826 type of grasses. Subal, it seems to me that you have learned both botany, you know, the art of plants, but you have also learned another art, the art of counting high numbers." So Subal was, "That's nothing, my lord. I know much more." Subal knows the mind of Krishna. So when he said, "I know much more," "What else do you know?" said Krishna. "I know where the Supreme Goddess of Vrindavan is at this moment hiding." Who is the Supreme Goddess of Vrindavan? Vrindavaneshwari, the controller or mistress of Vrindavan. Other names of her? Radha, Gandharvika. Many names she has. The goddess of Vrindavan. I know by her blessings where she is present at this moment. "Who is this goddess of Vrindavan?" asked Krishna. "And where does she stay at the moment?" So Subal Sakha, knowing well that he wanted to help Krishna meet Radha. That's always the activity in Vrindavan. We want to, the residents of Vrindavan want to give pleasure to Krishna by helping him meet Radha. The devotees in this world want to give Krishna by helping souls to meet Krishna. That's how we please Krishna. Krishna says, there is no servant who is dearer to me than the one who preaches and brings souls to me. Krishna wants all of you. Can you imagine this? Your country may not want you. Your parents may not want you. Your girlfriend might have dumped you. But Krishna wants you. So by bringing souls to Krishna, we serve Krishna in the material world. And the high devotees serve Krishna in the spiritual world by bringing Radha to him. So Subha said, let me meditate for a moment. So he sat down in the lotus position and started to meditate where the Supreme Goddess of Vrindavan could be found. And then he said, she, the Supreme Goddess of Vrindavan, is Eka Kanya. It's one girl only. Krishna said, which one girl you are speaking about? Be more clear. And Subha said, it's the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Her name is Vrishabhanu Kumari, the daughter of the one of the kings of Vrindavan, Vrishabhanu and Nanda Maharaj. When Krishna heard the name Vrishabhanu Kumari, the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, he became emotionally so happy that he ran to Shubhal, or he moved quickly to Shubhal and embraced him and said, you have given great happiness to my mind, and you know where she is at the moment. Yes, said Subhal, I saw in my meditation. Oh, said Krishna, there were some other cowherd boys around. He said, Madhu Mangal, I'm just going and coming. You take care of the cows now. I will just come back. And then he asked Subhal, where is she? Subhal said, she is at the banks of the Yamuna. She has played Jalkeli with her friends. Let us go. You must know one thing. This is very important if you want to understand the spiritual world. The forest of Vrindavan conceals Radharani and the gopis, even from Krishna's eyes. And conceals means hides. But the forest of Vrindavan has also another function. The forest of Vrindavan reveals or shows Radharani or the gopis or Krishna to the devotees. That's why when we go to Vrindavan, my dear devotees, we actually pray, over Vrindavan Dham, be kind upon me and show me the Lord and Mistress of my heart. We pray like this, and sometimes, or very often, it is found that the land of Vrindavan reveals the divine couple to the devotees. Prabhupada writes in the third canto that you will find many devotees, even today, who are roaming around Vrindavan, praying for the divine couple and searching for the divine couple. If you want to find Krishna or Radharani, you must go to Vrindavan. But it's not always easy because they hide there. Also, they cannot be sometimes be seen. All you see is a marketplace with a lot of busyness. You can see a village which is totally, I mean, the canalization system is totally overfilled. You see people who cheat you, sometimes, not all the time. You see your own weaknesses, your own doubts, and so on. But all of a sudden, You may just only sit at the banks of the Yamuna, and you may make plans to take the next flight home. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changes, and you feel very, very enlivened in Krishna consciousness, because the land of Vrindavan has this ability to show to us the divine couple. You follow? So now Krishna actually sees Radharani surrounded with the gopis, because the land of Vrindavan has revealed them. And he says to the gopis, "Oh, it's so nice for me to see you. I have just been in the Govardhan mountain, and I saw your fathers and mothers gathered there for a ceremony, and they told me they would very much love to see you all, except for Radharani. I will be with Radharani, and I will safely guard her home in the evening, all by myself." So the gopis, when they heard that their parents, their in-laws, had been gathering at Govardhan Hill, they immediately went there to join them. And Krishna went with Radharani alone through the forest of Vrindavan. Sometimes you might ask, what is Krishna doing in Vrindavan? Well, one of the activities he does is he goes for Van Vihar. Yes, he takes care of the cows and so on. But what he does with Van Vihar means he walks through Vrindavan with Radha, and they look at the beautiful sceneries in Vrindavan. Sometimes Krishna says, "Oh, look, Radha, there at the tree." Radha looks at the tree, and the tree in this magical forest then bows down and drops a fruit in Radharani's hand. Yes. So they went to Madhuvan, and there they saw the Kunya gullies. Who of you have walked through the forest in Vrindavan? Some of you? Others are a little scared? There are sometimes little walkways. They are called Kunja gullies. Kunja gullies means the paths which Radha and Krishna go. And then Radharani saw, "Oh, jewel of the cowherd boys, my only beloved, look at these narrow pathways. They are so dense, they are so narrow, they are countless in number. This is the ideal place for playing hide and seek, like a labyrinth." So Krishna said, "Very good idea. Then I will hide, and you can search me." Radharani said, "No, it's always that way. Always you are hiding, and your devotees have to find you. This time we make it differently. This time I will hide, and you will have to find me." There's a turn in the Leela. So Krishna said, "Oh, this is a very nude form of pastimes. All the people in the world cry after me, 'Where are you? Where are you?' Now I have to cry for my devotees, 'Where are you, my devotee? Where are you, Radharani?'" "Okay," said Krishna, "if it is your desire, we will go." "Okay," said Radharani, "then my request is you sing a song. And for the time when you sing a song, I will quickly move, and I will hide myself. And when you have finished the song, then you can go and find me." So Krishna is in the hands of Radha. That is his dearest devotee. Krishna is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, "All the world worships me because I am the greatest, but is there someone greater than me? If there is someone greater than me, this personality should have greater qualities than me, and I can find this only in one person, that is Radharani." Yes, so Krishna is the worshipper of Radharani. He said, he finished his song and then he said, I'm coming now. I'm coming. So he began to search everywhere. He used his divine potencies to see where Radha was hiding herself. But as the day passed, 10 minutes passed, no Radha. 1 hour passed, no Radha. 2 hours, no Radharani. Krishna became highly anxious. He began to go into a kunj, you know, where some tree, where trees are, and he said, what have I done that you have been able to hide yourself so much? Radha, oh my beloved, are you safe? 2 hours have passed and I have not even seen a broken twig or anything that indicates where you might have gone and hidden yourself. Please, if you're pleased with me, reveal yourself to me. So as Krishna was desperate for Radha, thinking that he had lost Radha, a cowherd boy came his way. Oh, said Krishna, I have met you in this lonely forest. Do you know where is my beloved? So the cowherd boy began to speak. Oh, Gwala, he addressed Krishna like this. It looks you are suffering from the fever of love. It's a love fever. Do you want me to bring a message to your beloved? Who is your beloved, first of all? My beloved, said Krishna, is Radha. Who? Said the cowherd boy. Radha, she lives in the eternal Goloka. She hides in a palace of beauty. She roams around with her girlfriends who are dressed in the colors of the rainbow. She looks upon me through the window of her mercy and lives in Vashana. When the little cowherd boy heard this, his face lit up with a smile. And suddenly there was a distinct change in the atmosphere. The forest of Vrindavan became filled with the fragrance of sandalwood. The bees started to sing the various pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The lotus flowers, who were closed before, started to blossom. And the peacocks spread their feathers and started to make their sounds. Meow! Yeah, it's something like this, much beautiful, more beautiful. And my dear devotees, nectar started dripping from the blossoms in the tree. Can you read these signs? What do these signs mean? These signs typically appear when the forest of Vrindavan reveals the meeting of the divine couple. Because the forest of Vrindavan will always provide the ideal background, the ideal atmosphere, the ideal sounds, the ideal fragrances, the ideal everything. which is conducive or favorable for Radha and Krishna to meet. My dear devotee, it seemed as if the entire forest was dancing the dance of love. At this moment, the cowherd boy, this mystical small cowherd boy said, you're looking for the Radha who disguises herself in the soft and the soft sounds of Vrindavan. You look for the Vrindavan, for the Radha who disguises herself in the breeze flowing from the Jamuna. You are looking for the Radha who is disguising herself in the sweet aroma of the flowers. You're looking for the Radha, perhaps, who is perceived by the perfect souls, the Radha whose name is chanted by Shiva, and the Radha who disguises herself as a cowherd boy and stands right in front of you. disguises. So when Krishna saw the genius mind of her Radharani and how she had managed to keep herself concealed and hidden in her cowherd boy dress, no? His love overflowed with and he said, "The forest hides you, my dear Radha, and the forest also reveals you." Then Krishna winked at the forest like this. And together he went with Radha through the forest of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, sweet, sweet, sweet is the forest of Vrindavan. Sweet, sweet, sweet are the days and nights there. Playing on his flute, Madan Mohan roams together with Radha through the forest of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, look at the forest of Vrindavan, then your heart will be filled with bliss. Why do you look at the world? That cannot make you blissful. In this way, Radharani looked with her right eye on Krishna and with her left eye on the forest of Vrindavan, which conceals and reveals her beauty. Yes. If you want to find Radha and Krishna, go to the home of Vrindavan. At the moment Radha and Krishna are concealed to our eyes by the curtain, just like here. The curtain is made out of this, you know, it is of Belgium cloth. But what is the curtain that hides Radha and Krishna? Maya. Maya has two functions, how it works on us. One is the avaranatmika shakti. It means it covers us. We are covered and cannot see. And the Yes, that shakti, second shakti, which pulls us down. Which pulls us down, and in this way we are pulled down in a body, in a mind, in an ego, which begins to cover us, and we lead a life that is very, very different than the joyful spiritual life. But my dear devotees, there is one good fortune. We are writing about this in our new book. Although you might at times forget the eternal soul, it cannot, and you might suppress it, you might ignore it, you might push it away. There's always the whisper, the soft whisper in the heart. Are you living the real life, or is this just an illusion in which you live? No? Are you living the life that is meant for you, or are you only following the way the people in this world live? My dear devotees, you are all originals. Why die as a copy? Hare Krishna! Some poesy, Western poesy. So this was your introduction to the concealment of Radha and Krishna. Krishna wanted to hide himself like he always does, but Radha says no. It's always that way. Let's change it. This time I hide myself. Let's see if you can find me. It's a beautiful pastime. I heard this pastime from His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj and I've repeated it with a few ornaments here and there. Good. Let us sing. In our scriptures it is said, if you cannot live physically in Vrindavan, reside there, it is not a problem. You can do so mentally in your mind. And the precise way to do that is to sing this song, which we will sing. If you have a mobile distraction machine, sorry that I should not have said this. Mobile telephone, the song is called Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. And we will sing the first three verses. Jaya Radhe, you can find it somewhere hidden away in the internet. No? Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Namo ha. Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Namo Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Se Radhe Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Se Radhe Sirade, re re sirade, re re sirade, re re sirade. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 his life here on this planet, Rupa Goswami wrote a composition called Utkalika Valari. He describes something autobiographical there. He says, I'm now in the midst of this forest of Vrindavan. My life is coming to an end and I'm praying to you with tears to reveal yourself. And he draws a conclusion there. He says, whoever has been in Vrindavan, taking shelter in this land of Vrindavan, their hopes have never been disappointed. So we can sing this melody, and we hope that the curtain opens at one time. I think it will. So please, we will all turn now towards the direction. I think that's the time now, and then, yeah, soon it will open. I would like to sit down with all of you. I feel highly uncomfortable, so high. So maybe I can sit here and you can remove the seat, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Please sing fully, please. Yes, a little louder if you can. Yes, very good. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Once in the evening time, we were in the Radharama temple. It was many years ago, perhaps 25 years ago, and I was there with a few devotees, and we were singing very, very enthusiastic, loud and fast. And then the priest came behind, from behind the curtain, and said, "No, no, 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 no. He needs to sleep now. He's so restless, he never wants to be tucked under the blanket by Yashoda Ma. He always wants to escape the bed and not rest in the evening. And if you now sing so loud, Yashoda Ma will have so much difficulty to put him to sleep. So please sing softly, softly, softly." So I remember this at this moment, so we will try to do that. But please turn to Krishna. After all, he is still hidden from most of us. Undiscovered, not yet revealed beauty. That is how you are at this moment for me. But hopefully one day, like the sun, you will rise from within. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Radharupinata, Radharupinata, Tiraje. Radha Gopinata, Radha Gopinata, Sri Radhe. Gopinata Radha, Gopinata Radha, Gopinata Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hari 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 Bo. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Lord has come behind the from behind the curtain, no? Did you see? I think the Lord is only hidden to us when our consciousness is covered. The sun is never really covered. It's never really hidden, but the clouds are covering the sun. So I hope that during this stay for all of us here at Radhadesh, all of us, old devotees, young devotees, guests, doubters, skeptics, pilgrims, wherever you are, I hope that the covering will recede, will lift, will unveil a little bit more, and we will leave this place as cured souls, no? I wish you a wonderful good night, restful night, sleepful night, and see you tomorrow for the various programs, which I don't know at the moment, but there will be many. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.